Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 13th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled New Practitioner, I Also Want to Save People, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, New Practitioner, I Also Want to Save People, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I'm a new Falun Dafa practitioner in my 60s. Master told us that it is our responsibility to save people, so I have tried very hard to improve myself and clarify the facts to people. In my 2 years of cultivation, I have helped more than 2,000 people quit the Chinese Communist Party. When I talk to them, I try my best to let them understand the basic facts. I speak slowly, and every word comes from my heart. A latecomer. Before I took up cultivation, I had all kinds of illnesses and 4 major surgeries between 1998 and 2012. My last surgery was in my skull for a brain tumor. I experienced strong side effects from the drugs and was released from the hospital before I fully recovered. With stomach problems, I could eat only congee and pickles. My weight dropped from 150 pounds to 105 pounds. At the end of 2012, I was hospitalized for malnutrition. A year later, I was diagnosed with severe gastric and intestinal ulcers, liver and kidney failure, and a heart problem. I tried many medications, but none of them brought any significant improvement. Seeing my suffering, my daughter borrowed Falun Dafa books from her mother-in-law. She had recommended Falun Dafa to me 20 years ago. She had heard that Falun Dafa is very effective to improving one's health. When I first opened the book, I looked at Master's photo. He looks so compassionate and so familiar. The book was written so well that I didn't want to put it down. I regretted that I hadn't listened to my daughter's mother-in-law earlier and missed the opportunity for 20 years. After I finished reading the book, I realized that it was wrong for me to study the Fa with a pursuit of curing illness. After I read the book John Falun 3 times, I understood that Falun Dafa is a cultivation practice and that it can help people to return to their original true selves. I was ecstatic. I learned the exercises from my daughter's mother-in-law. I felt Falun rotating on my shoulders, head, and around my body. In less than 2 months, all of my illnesses were gone, and I had much better sleep and appetite. I once slept for 4 days. After that, I was full of energy and could do all of my housework. It was magical. When I studied John Falun again, I understood that because I had a disease in my brain, Master was adjusting my brain for me during sleep. Thank you, Master, for giving me another life. I also want to save people. In the first 6 months after I started practicing cultivation, I studied the Fa and did the exercises every day, but I didn't know anything about saving sentient beings. I came across some truth clarification booklets and came to know that, as a Dafa disciple, we must assist Master in Fa rectification and do the 3 things well. I didn't know what the 3 things were. I just knew that we have to save sentient beings. Dafa gave me a new life. Although I'm a new practitioner, I still need to do the things that Master asks us to do, so I started clarifying the truth to people. An encouraging start. The first time I went out to talk to people face to face was in July 2014. I went into a shop. 2 young men were looking at a computer. I chatted with them and told them about quitting the Communist Party. They said they didn't join the party, but did join the Communist Youth League and Youth Pioneers. They both agreed to quit the CCP's affiliated organizations. I felt happy for them, and also happy for myself that I made a breakthrough in saving people. I met another young man after I left the shop. He also agreed to quit the CCP. This good start made me feel very encouraged and full of confidence. Cultivating compassion. I talked to a young man and asked him to quit the CCP. He didn't know the facts about Falun Dafa and attacked the practice. I tried to explain to him, but he didn't listen. This upset me. How come I met such a person? I thought to myself. You're so stubborn. I wouldn't want to save you even if you asked me. After I came back home and calmed down, I realized that I was wrong. I didn't forbear or have compassion towards him. I was actually pushing him away. I promised Master that I wouldn't make such a mistake again. I paid special attention to cultivating compassion from then on. I went to a farmer's market one spring morning. I saw a young man who looked like a college student and was selling apples. He told me that he had graduated more than a year ago, but hadn't found a job yet. He had been selling apples there for 2 days, but hadn't sold much. I told him about quitting the party. He said he had just joined the party a few years ago and didn't want to quit. I told him that the party would be dissolved soon and that all of its members would be held accountable for the party's crimes. The young man said he needed to think about it. I didn't give up on him, and I thought to myself, I must save you. Seeing that I didn't want to leave, he started to move to another location, but because of the crowd, he couldn't go very fast. I followed him and continued to talk to him while we walked. I feel like you're my own child. You are so young, and I don't want to see you become a scapegoat for the party. I'm sincerely helping you, I said to him. Maybe this touched him. He turned around and said, Can I quit with a pseudonym? Of course. I thought of a pseudonym for him and gave him an amulet. I hope you find a good job soon and have a bright future, I said. I remembered what Master said. Quote, But if your righteous thoughts are strong, the evil will be dissolved. The power of true compassion can dissolve all deviant factors. And when you talk with a person, you will be emitting energy outwardly that dissolves all evil things. And the evil in other dimensions will not dare to approach or control that person anymore. When you then reason with that person, he will listen, and you will be able to purge the lies infused into him by the wicked CCP, thus removing the block in his mind. End quote. Fa teaching given in Manhattan. Master has already paved the path for Dafa disciples to save people. The Fa is really wondrous. Thank you, Master. Sentient beings are waiting to be saved. Another practitioner and I saw a group of people at a bus station. I wanted to clarify the facts to them and asked Master in my mind to strengthen me. I went to a middle-aged man and gave him a brochure about the global lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. Another man saw this and said to me, Are you a Falun Gong practitioner? Why are you suing Jiang? He also challenged me about the self-immolation hoax on Tiananmen Square. I knew that he had been deceived by the CCP's propaganda, so I showed him a brochure explaining the hoax. They all understood and agreed to quit the party. Others also asked for some pamphlets. I asked them to share it with their family and friends. I met a man in his 40s. He was on his way home after work. I asked if he had heard about quitting the CCP. He was very excited and shook my hands. I finally found you guys. I want to quit the Young Pioneers and Communist Youth League. He also asked me to help his wife to quit an organization affiliated with the CCP. He was overjoyed and kept telling me, Thank you. Another woman nearby heard our conversation and agreed to quit the CCP as well. I was so happy that I didn't feel tired at all. Sentient beings are waiting to be saved. Master said, in the Fa Rectifies the Cosmos, in Hongyin Volume 2, quote, Compassion can harmonize heaven and earth, ushering in spring. Righteous thoughts can save the people in this world. End quote. I went back to the bus station often to talk to people face to face. I don't have fear, and I don't think about how many people I can talk to. I just focus on clarifying the facts to people. If a person doesn't listen when I talk to them the first time, I try to talk to them another time. Some people change their minds and agree to quit the party later on. With my persistence and help from Master, I made quick progress in truth clarification. During 9 months of talking to people at the bus station, I helped about 1,300 people quit the party. Breakthrough on family sentimentality. My husband saw me clarifying the facts to a vegetable vendor and was very unhappy. He was afraid the police would arrest me. He told our children, and they also began to worry, not only about me, but also whether they would be implicated. They all tried to persuade me not to go out to clarify the facts anymore. I told my daughter and husband that Master was taking care of me and that I would pay attention to safety. They still didn't understand why I had to do it and quarreled with me. No matter what they said, I still went out and looked for ways to clarify the facts. My daughter came one morning and told me that several practitioners had been arrested. She asked me whether I would still go out to talk to people about Falun Dafa. I didn't answer her, but my husband told her something, and she became very angry and kept asking me. I also became upset. You see how Master cured my illnesses? You should be thankful to him. If you keep interfering with me, I will leave home. I had only intended to scare them and make them stop pressuring me. But to my surprise, my husband told me to leave right away. I immediately realized I was wrong. I thought that I should forbear the situation, so I went back to my room to study the Fa. My daughter began bawling. She said if she knew it would become like this, she would never have borrowed Falun Dafa books from her mother-in-law. She blamed me for caring less about them and spending less time with them. I thought that I should leave her alone at that time, so I continued to study the Fa without saying anything. She left in 15 minutes, still crying. She called me during her lunch break and apologized to me. She asked me if I was mad at her. I told her that, as a cultivator, I should forbear and not be angry about anything. My husband still refused to talk to me. I knew he was angry with me. I apologized to him the next day and asked him why he was so afraid of the police arresting me. "It's not a big deal if the police arrest you," he said. "I was worried that they would withhold my pension." My heart sank at what he said. I began to resent him in my heart. When I studied the Fa, the words demon nature popped up in my mind. I enlightened that Master was using my family members' demonic side to help me improve my Xinjing. Understanding the reason, I felt very light and relaxed. I promised Master that I would cultivate my resentment into compassion. In fact, after I realized my problem, my husband and daughter never interfered with my truth clarification again. Removing the show-off mentality. I fell twice last summer and bruised my legs and arms. This reminded me that I had developed zealotry and a show-off mentality after I made progress in saving people. I paired up with another practitioner to clarify the facts. We worked very well together. After a while, as I helped more people quit the CCP, the other practitioner developed a competitive mentality and wanted to catch up. The more she wanted to catch up on the numbers, the worse results she had in her truth clarification. She also fell and hurt her waist. That's when I discovered my severe mentality of showing off. "Let's stop competing with each other," I said to her. "We should both look within." Master said in Zhan Falun, quote, "Showing off itself is a very strong attachment and a very bad attachment that a practitioner must relinquish," end quote. Recently, I also found that I've been very selective in which people to clarify the truth to. This was a very bad attachment that I was determined to remove. Master said, quote, "If the vast majority of the people in this world today have really come from high levels to obtain the Fa, think about it. They aren't just some simple beings then," end quote, touring North America to teach the Fa. I said to myself before I started Fa study, "I must read the Fa with a pure mind today." After that thought, I found colorful lights illuminating my hands and the book. It was truly wondrous.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.